Hi, I'm Blake Muller, the high school athletic director.
All right, Blake, we're wrapping up another school year and another end to the sports seasons. When you look back at 23-24 as a sports season, what are you going to remember? What was really great about this last year?
Yeah, our teams had an awesome year this year. We had two team championships. Our boys soccer team won the OK Green Conference Championship, and our wrestling team won the team district championship. We had 30 athletes receive all-conference honors and several more who were all-conference honorable mention, multiple state qualifiers as individuals, and two who were earning all-state honors at the end of the season. Just this last weekend, freshman Alba Rodriguez Lima was finished fifth in the high jump, which was really awesome for her as a freshman to be able to go compete there with four other teammates from the track team. And then earlier this fall, Owen Seithamel had earned all-state honors for boys soccer. So really proud of all the efforts of our student athletes and our coaches, and grateful for all the support we've received this year.
And as we look forward to 24 and 25, it's a lot to be excited about, right?
Yeah, really excited for the classes that we have coming in and those who are returning next year that were already on our high school teams this year. We move into a new conference, which will be the OK Black Division, with several new schools. And we're really excited about schools that we're going to be able to be really competitive with in a lot of sports, and excited for a change of pace in that division. And we think that we'll be able to have some successes there within all of our sports teams. A new OK Black will be us and Holland Christian, Hamilton, Zeeland East, Zeeland West, Spring Lake, and Unity Christian. So a division of seven that's all sports except for football. And then our football team moves into what was formerly the OK Silver. I may end up missing a couple, but that's Hopkins, Comstock Park, Belding, Kellogg'sville, Godwin Heights, and us. A great move for us, I think, that allows us to as we're looking to rebuild, and that football program has been able to really grow their numbers over the last couple of years, where just 2 years ago, the first day of practice, we had 18 student athletes out there on the field, where we finished this year with over 50 on the field at the end of this season. So we look to continue that growth and think that this divisional alignment for football will really help there. And I think the same is true for our other sports as well. It'll allow some of our sports that have traditionally been a little bit more successful to have really good competitive divisions there. And also for those sports who are still looking to build, I think it gives them some opportunities for growth as well.
So one of the ways that we grow our programs and invest in young athletes is by hosting the summer sports camps. Tell us a little bit about that.
Sure, yeah. I mean, there's so much to be said for just the development of a person as they get involved with, you know, educational athletics. And part of that is the off-season work that you can put in and really working towards learning about your teammates and developing just some of those characteristics of teamwork and hard work and all those things. We're excited that those things can take place over the summer and that we have summer camp opportunities for all of our sports. All of those things can be found at hollandsportscamps.com. You can register right online for all of those sports, and some of those will begin the week after school gets out. So we're excited for the start of those, and also our summer sports performance program, which is kind of what we call our strength and conditioning that goes on all summer long. That starts June 10. That'll run every Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m., with the exception of the week of July 4. And that's open to all middle school and high school athletes, no matter what sport you play, really all students. Even if you're, you know, on the fence about trying out a sport, come here, get a good workout in with your friends and your teammates. And we're really looking forward to having a fun summer and working hard and really building towards the fall.
So Blake, when you think about athletics at Holland High School and in the district as a whole, how does it make Holland Public Schools right for families in the district?
Absolutely. We have a group of coaches who are committed to providing great experiences for our student athletes. And as I spoke about earlier, they have a chance to work on skills that they'll take with them for the rest of their lives. And our coaches are committed to helping develop the whole child and working on all of those characteristics that not only make you a great teammate, but in the future will make you a great coworker and family member and all those things. So we're really thankful for a dedicated group of coaches who care about our student athletes and really want the best for them.
Well, as Blake said, you will be able to find more information about our summer sports camps on our website at hollandpublicschools.org.